Track 12. Our craft columnist, Yolanda Rocklin, meets textile artist Caroline Myers, who fulfilled her dream of studying art in her late 40s.
Telling stories through textiles. Going to art school later in life has been truly transformational for textile artist Caroline Myers, who recently graduated with an MA in textile design from Norwich University of the Arts. Turning 50 during her studies, Caroline finally realised a lifelong dream of studying art at university. I was curious to know, why? I know from experience how challenging it can be to juggle children, home life, studies, and 100 other creative things. So when I met Caroline a couple of years ago at a crochet retreat taught by a mutual friend, crochet designer Sue Matten, I was immediately drawn to her determination and artistic flair. At the time, Caroline was just beginning her MA journey. Caroline and her husband moved to Norwich from Surrey in 2007 when they had their first child, leaving behind an offer to study textiles in London. Family life soon took centre stage, followed by a second child and a career in advertising and marketing. 16 years later, she found herself asking the pivotal question, if not now, when? She took the plunge and applied for the MA. Despite not having studied art at undergraduate level, years of self-driven learning, finding stolen moments to knit, crochet, stitch, print, draw, and explore natural dyeing, paid off. Not only did she gain a place, she quickly discovered she wasn't alone. The course included a rich mix of ages, and Caroline has made friends for life. Throughout her studies, Caroline continued to work full-time as head of media marketing and communications at the Sainsbury Centre Art Gallery and Museum at the University of East Anglia. Giving up work wasn't an option, so she funded her course through a postgraduate loan. So why textiles? Like so many of us, Caroline has been inspired by her grandmother as a child, learning skills that quietly stayed with her. It's a powerful reminder to all grandparents, keep teaching, keep crafting. You have an extraordinary influence in sparking the imagination of the next generation. Caroline began university as a textiles maker, but she struggled to articulate her work and what it was about. This became a key focus of her MA. She wanted to apply her technical skills within an art context, to tell stories through textiles. Textiles touch every part of our lives, from waking to sleeping, and are deeply emotional medium, yet they remain underrepresented in the art world. Her practice is rooted in personal narrative, exploring themes of memory, identity, and what it feels like to live in a female body. Her work is ephemeral, yet strong, quietly powerful. Visiting her graduate exhibition was, for me, a moving experience. Would you recommend going to university in later life? Absolutely. Beyond having dedicated time and space to experiment and learn, Caroline accessed opportunities she could never have imagined, creating and installing at the V&A Performance Festival and receiving a bursary award from the Textile Society. These experiences have given her confidence to show her work publicly and propelled her practice forward. After a well-earned break, Caroline has just started 2026 with a group exhibition, The Space Between, at St Margaret's Gallery in Norwich. She is also developing creative workshops with fellow graduates and building a body of work for national exhibitions. With so many ideas still to explore, one thing is clear. She's only just getting started. You can meet Caroline and learn more at her weekend workshops at the Little School of Needlecraft on July 25th and 26th. She will share insights and practical exercises to help develop creative ideas through sketchbooks and experimentation, with the aim of showing that inspiration can come from the most unexpected places. Discover more about Caroline's work on Instagram via her handle at Caroline_Myers_ or via her website carolinemyers.com. For the latest workshops at the Little School of Needlecraft, visit thelittleschoolofneedlecraft.co.uk.